What's up, everyone, and welcome to the Making Room podcast, where we clear out the clutter and make more room for God to move in our lives. Thank you for joining me in today's episode as we discuss two types of trust that we need to be developing in our relationship with God. Now, if you have made the decision to follow Jesus, then you have also made the decision to trust God more and more each day. And trust isn't something that just happens. It's usually something that has to be built. And so as we are following him, we are also learning to trust him a little bit more step by step, day by day. And these two types of trust are very important to develop in our relationship with him. It's very possible that you're good at one and not the other, and that is one, you have a trust that is born out of necessity. You don't get a choice in the matter. The doctor gives you a bad report, you've got cancer, the boss calls you in and lets you go, you're laid off, your family, your spouse has decided that they want a divorce, you no longer have a choice in the matter, and you've just got to trust God through that difficulty. And the second kind of trust is the trust born out of free will. The kind of trust that we have a decision to make. Are we going to go left or are we going to go right? Are we going to go where God is leading us or are we going to go where we want to go? Are we going to do the thing God is telling us to do or are we going to do our own thing? Now, both of these are important to develop. You can't have one and not the other because they work together. So in this episode, we're going to be talking a little bit about both, how they work together, and how it can apply to our lives. Now, when I was 25 years old, all of a sudden, our world was flipped upside down. My mom had been dealing with some health complications for a few weeks, didn't know what was going on, just didn't have any energy. Some of her motor functions just weren't working properly. Had been to the doctor. The doctor thought maybe it was hormonal or something like that. Didn't really know what was going on. And it got so bad that she eventually had to go to the ER. In the ER, they do a brain scan, and all of a sudden, everything in life changes. They find a brain tumor the size of a man's fist that has got to be taken out first thing in the morning. There's no time to spare. There's no time to wait. If we wait any longer, it's very likely going to result in her death. We've got to do it, and we've got to do it now. We didn't get a choice in the matter. We didn't get to choose whether she had brain cancer or not. We didn't get to really choose whether she had surgery or not. I mean, the choice was either die or have surgery. So that's not much of a choice. We didn't have any choices to make. It was this is what it was. And we had to choose whether we were going to trust God in it or not trust God in it. Now, if you're a follower of Jesus, that's not much of a choice either, right? If I follow him, then I've got to trust him. Otherwise, why would I say I follow him? Why would I say I follow somebody that I'm not even attempting to trust? So if you're thrown into a situation like an illness or sickness or laid off or something that you've got no control over, you've got no choice but to trust God in that situation. So they go, they do the surgery. The surgery is thankfully successful. And over the next 2 years, we would continue to be in a situation that's not of our choosing, that all we can do is trust God through it. Through multiple surgeries and procedures, through countless doctor's appointments and medications, we've got to choose to trust in God's goodness and trust in God's plan, even though, you know, we didn't want this. We didn't want her to have brain surgery. We didn't want her to have brain cancer, but it's the hand we were dealt. And you're going to be dealt some hands in life where you don't get a choice. You're going to have to choose to trust him or not trust him. That's the only choice you have. And these situations can be very beneficial in our relationship with God. As difficult as they are, and as, you know, how I would change it if I could, when I choose to trust him in these situations, it does develop such a resilience, a character, a stability, that no matter what comes my way in life, I'm going to trust God through it. Whether it's expected or unexpected, whether it's terrible or whether it's difficult or whatever it may be, I'm going to go through it with God, trusting in his goodness because I know he loves me. We see this happen in the life of Job. Job all of a sudden is thrown into a situation where he has no choice in the matter, but his world has just been flipped upside down. Didn't do anything wrong, was a righteous man according to scripture. But then all of a sudden, all of these terrible things begin to happen and he doesn't know why. and all he can do is trust God through the situation. And he has his times of great encouragement, and he has his times of great disappointment, and kind of has this up and down, I trust God, oh, what are you doing to me, God, situation going on. But at the end of the day, he chose to trust God through that situation. And you are going to experience situations like this. You're not going to get a choice except to trust him or not trust him. And through that decision to trust him and to rely on his goodness and to rely on his love for you, you're going to build character. You're going to build stability in your relationship with God. You're going to build resilience. You're going to learn how to have joy even in the most difficult times. You're going to learn how to find peace even in the most difficult of circumstances, because you are going through a situation that you don't get a choice in the matter. All you can do is trust. And, you know, God in his goodness knows why we have to go through these things. I wish it was not so. I wish that some of the difficulties that I've experienced wouldn't have happened, but they did. And I made it to the other side of them. Not one of those difficulties killed me or laid me out. I am still here today to tell the story of God's goodness and God's faithfulness, even in circumstances that I didn't want to be in. The second kind of trust that we need to be developing is trust born out of free will. Now, this is when God gives you a decision that you're going to have to make. He's going to lead you toward doing something. He's going to put you at a fork in the road and tell you which direction to go. And you've got to choose whether you're going to trust him and take the step of faith in going where he tells you to go, or staying put and not trusting him in that process. At the beginning of the year, I was given this same decision to make. God was telling me to leave a church that I was pastoring, that my father had pastored before me, that my grandfather had pastored before him. I had grown up in this church. My world pretty much revolved around what was going on at the church growing up. I had worked at the church most of my adult life, and now God was telling me to leave this place, leave this comfort zone, leave this place where things were going well, and go out to a place that he would show me. It was kind of what he told Abraham, just leave the land of your father, go out to a place that I will show you. I didn't even know where I was going, just knew I had to go. And I was given the decision, am I going to do this thing that he's instructing me to do and trust him, or am I going to stay put and stay in the comfort zone that I've always been in? And because I made the decision to follow Jesus, I felt like ultimately I had to do what he was telling me to do. Otherwise, what am I doing here? Why am I preaching this stuff? Why am I believing this stuff? Why do I say I follow Jesus if, when he tells me to go somewhere, I don't do it? But I was given the choice, and I believe I could have chosen to stay, but I knew that God wanted me to leave. I didn't know why. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know what would happen, and I'm still in this process. I've made the decision to go, but I'm still in the process of finding out where it is I'm headed. But these kinds of decisions are so important for our development and trust in God because, one, they create such an empowerment that you get a choice in the matter, that this is your life, that God is not forcing everything upon you, that you actually get to choose what you want to do with your life. You have agency to make decisions. Now, what would have happened if I would have chosen to stay put? I don't know. Maybe it would have become a trust of necessity. I'm not sure. But I know that I chose to leave. And because I chose to leave, I am now creating forward movement and momentum in developing more trust in who he is. I am not just forced into a situation where I have to trust him, but now I'm in a situation where I'm choosing to trust him. I didn't have to make this decision. I didn't have to go where he was telling me to go, but I chose to do it. And it's possible to be really good at trusting God and keeping your joy and finding your peace when you're in a situation where you don't have a choice, but still be bad at going in the direction that God is telling you to go. And as a result of it, you have stayed stuck and you have stayed in a rut. Because whereas these decisions to trust God out of necessity create stability and resilience, it is often that the trust that is developed out of making the decision to trust him, where I have a free will decision to make, Those are the decisions that ultimately create progress in my life. Now we need both of these working together. So you can't have one and not the other, because I can't just be all progress and no stability. Because if I don't have stability, I'm not going to get very far, right? I have got to have stable ground to be on in order to push forward and create progress. But at the same time, just because it's stable now, if I don't progress and if I don't move forward and if I don't adapt, then it's not going to be stable very long, right? When we build a city, we didn't just leave it like it was in the 1800s. We had to let it develop. We had to let it progress. We had to sometimes take buildings down that were beautiful so that something else beautiful could be built in its place that was more advanced. We have to let things develop in advance, or else they will not remain stable. You can't stay the same forever and hope to progress and move forward toward everything that God has for you. At some point, you're going to have to make the decision to make some changes. You're going to have to take some steps of faith. You're going to have to do some things and make decisions to do something that you don't know the outcome of. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know where you're going to go next. You don't know what God ultimately has for you, but you have to take the next step of faith. Otherwise, you'll never find out. And you've also got to have a resilience and a stability to trust God when unexpected and undesirable things happen. If you don't have trust for the undesirable and unexpected, then you're not going to have trust most likely to take those steps of faith. If you don't have steps of faith in your repertoire, then you're not going to be stable very long. You will falter, because we need both of these things working in tandem. So over the next week, I want you to reflect over some of the decisions you've been making to trust God. Has it only been when you absolutely have to, and you don't get a choice in the matter? Or do you also choose to trust him in steps of faith and doing things that you don't know if it's the right thing or not? All you know is what he's leading you to do. Or it could be vice versa. Are you only taking steps of faith, but then you're not trusting God when unexpected and undesirable things take place in your life? Because you're not going to get very far with that either. So we've got to learn to develop trust of necessity and trust of free will. And as you're reflecting on these decisions, whatever they may be, I want you to keep in mind that it is your decisions that ultimately shape your story. The times where you chose to trust him and the times where you chose not to trust him ultimately will shape how your life plays out. And I want you to remember that anytime you are choosing to trust God, you are creating a story worth telling. And stories worth telling impact the world around us. So next time you have a difficult decision to make, whether you're going to trust God or not, next time you're thrown into a situation where you don't get a choice and you just have to choose whether to trust God or not, remember that your decision is going to shape your story, and your story is the most powerful and impactful thing that you have in life. So choose to trust God. Choose to create a good story and watch how God brings impact to your life and to the lives of those that surround you. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope that you found it valuable and that it will help you to develop more and more trust in what God can do in your life. Do me a favor, if you did find it valuable, pass it on to a friend or a family member. It will really help this audience to grow and will help more and more people hear this message. I love you all so much. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to being with you again next week as we continue Making Room.